Bear Country 95.3, 750 and 62 right now here in Greenfield. We check in with Mick now, Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick. What's
morning,
going on, bud?
Kevin. Well, I guess the weather is kind of twisting around on us. It's supposed to be really hot tomorrow, but it's been tending to the cool.
Roller coaster weather this week.
I know, it's really weird, but it makes you feel like the heating season is upon us.
Oh, definitely.
So I thought that we would take a look at the different ways that you could heat your house at a website called hearth.com.
Okay, hearth.com. We can go there. What do you find there?
Well, they got two things there. They've got the first part is they got tons and tons and tons of articles about different ways of heating your house that don't use oil. So it's like propane, pellets, wood, coal, corn, you know, all the different kinds of stoves that you can get, and articles about how to use them efficiently, how to clean out your chimney, calculators on like how much heat does a particular, you know, so it's really cool. I mean, you got your own kind of stove, whatever you're thinking about it, you can kind of compare what's involved and all that.
Yep.
And then the other aspect is they have a message system, a message forum thing that is just packed with people talking about their stoves and you know, which ones are better and what the best way to use them. So now you got individual people talking, you know, passionately about, no, man, pellet stoves, that's the way to go.
That's the way to go. Well, how do you heat your home?
Well, we have central natural gas.
Yeah.
We're just down the street from Berkshire. But now we also have a pellet stove.
Nice.
In the house, and I like a pellet stove.
So there's a portion of that website that, you know, is for you.
Yep. Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be looking it through.
Hearth.com. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Oh, heating season, man.
I know. Well, you know, I don't mind it. I like the feel of heat, you know, as long as it's not like the sticky stuff that comes in through the window in the middle of summer, the dog days. But
yeah. I think that's what we're going to get tomorrow.
Yeah.
90 degrees tomorrow.
90 degrees, dude.
Yeah. I got you. Oh, boy. Hey, Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick over at Montague Webworks, creating websites, consulting on websites, right here, local business that's also featured at our 30% off store. You know, Mick, a lot of people getting those gift certificates, they're printing them off online, you know.
That's right. And I see it, and they hand them to me when they come up and say, hey, do this for me.
Exactly.
And I like that.
And what are people doing over at Montague Webworks?
In terms of...
You know, when people turn in those certificates, what are they demanding?
They're demanding mostly new websites. You know, they hand over, you know, five or six or more, depending on how many they buy. And I take an existing website that they don't like working with anymore. Like the guy's moved away, or they're shutting down the server, or I want to be able to manage my website on my own. And I hear that you do that. And I say, yeah, that's what I do. And so I do it for them. And then they're like, yay, now I could do the website on my own. And it's really very freeing when you know that you don't have to wait for somebody.
Yep.
You know, you just
make a phone call, wait for an email to come back.
That's right. Oh, the guy's on vacation, or, you know, somebody's in the hospital or whatever. And it's like, you know, now you, just like you sit down, you type your own Word documents, you know, you may as well type your own website. It's that easy.
Montague Webworks, a part of our 30% off store. You can get that brand new website at a 30% discount. Information is over at the Bear website, the link. You can go to bear953.com. Soapbox Derby coming up soon.
That's right. The deadline, if you want to race, is this Monday.
I know you've been in soapbox mode the past couple of weeks.
I've been soapboxing it, yeah. And as it turns out, we also have a couple of extra carts. There are some people that raced last year or the year before. They still have their cart, but they just can't make it.
Oh, really?
This year, yeah.
So what should they do? Maybe somebody who doesn't have time to build a cart, but they're interested in racing a cart.
Yep, they can go to the website and they can fill out the contact form and say, you know, in the little message thing there, hey, you know, I'm interested in racing. I don't have time to make one. I heard you got an extra cart or two.
Yep.
Get me in touch with these people and we'll aggregate that. We'll figure out, you know, connect the people together.
That website is montaguesoapboxderby.com.
Right. But if you're building one, and I know that there's several people out there, I've been hearing stories, oh, this guy down the street, they're building a cart. You got to get your thing in, because this year we really need to have everybody's names and everything up, you know, like a week earlier, so we can build the graphics for the TV. We can print out, you know, we need everybody in early. So there's no day of registration.
Got to get your ducks in a row.
Got to get our ducks in a row. Right. So Monday the 16th is the deadline for entering into the race if you're going to race.
Very good. Mick from Montague Webworks at 7:55.